Father, this morning we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that your word is the truth. Thank you, Lord, that your word is life. And thank you, Jesus, that thank you for who you are to us, Lord. And Lord, this morning as we read your word, Holy Spirit, open our eyes that we may see what the Lord wants to show us. Open our ears that we may hear what the Spirit of God wants us to hear. Lord, let our hearts come to that place of agreement with you. Let our minds have revelation this morning. In Jesus' name. Everyone says?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This morning I want to continue on the kind of the theme that I've been sharing on, which is living in the new. You know, out with the old and living in the new. And, you know, guys, the week before when I spoke, we looked at and I said, don't blame your past. Don't blame somebody in your past. Don't say, I am here because of so and so. And we kind of tend to still live in the past. But if we want to move on, if we want to live in the new that God has for us every day, then we need to let go of our past. But there's another aspect I believe that is important, and that is that we need to have a mindset change, a change of mind. Because that is so important. Ma vishwasakaranna apita alu deethula jeevath wenna onna. Apita apage manase venaswimak sidu wenna onne. If not, what's going to happen is, you know, God's going to open up this new, amazing place for you. But your mindset is still going to be of the old. So you're trying to live in the new, behaving like the old. And guess what happens? You cannot enjoy what God has for you. You can't enjoy that. You know, when we become Christians, when we come and say, Jesus, I want to know you, I want to live with you. You know, Paul keeps telling us right throughout the New Testament, change your mind, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Right? And that is because that is so important. He says you can't live as the old in the new. Do you get me? Apita bæ pærani vidihata alut jeevithaya thula jeevath wenna. And many Christians, they love the Lord, they worship the Lord, but they still are living in the old. And they find it difficult to enjoy what God has for them. For example, if, you know, before you came to Jesus, right, you did not know your true worth and value. But after you come to Jesus, you know that he says you are valuable, irrespective of what, irrespective of anything. He says you are valuable, you are mine. Now, if we don't understand that, we're going to still live thinking that I'm not valuable anymore. And you cannot enjoy the identity that God gives you. Right? So this morning, I want to look at the area of repentance. Now, one of the things is that when we think of repentance, what do you first think? What comes to your mind first when it says repentance?
Sin.
Right? When you think of repentance, you think of sin. Okay, you have sinned, so repent. Right? John the Baptist said, repent, you brood of vipers. Right? You are about this way you are. Serpents. But I want to really look at what does repentance mean? What does it really talk about in the Old Testament, in the New Testament? Right? So let's go to, let's start in the book of Acts, chapter 9. Kriyapate namavana parichedera biharom. Acts chapter 9, the conversion of Paul or Saul, Saul, කොහොමද දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුලට ආවේ? Says then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters for him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly, a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Amazing. Here's a man who's killing the Christians. Right? When Saul is introduced in the Bible, he's introduced as someone who's officiating at the stoning of Stephen. Right? අපිට සාවුතුමාගෙන ඉස්සරම බයිබලයේ පවුතුමාගෙන බලනකොට අපිට පේන්නේ ඔහු ස්ටේපන්ගේ ගල් ගැහිමේ නඩත්තු කරනව නෙවෙයි. මෙනෙහි කරනවා. උයි අපිට පේන්නේ අමු පෞකාර මනුස්සයෙක් මෙතන. ක්‍රිස්තියානි ජනතාවව මරලා ඒගොල්ලෝ හිරගේ දාන මනුස්සයෙක්. Right? We see a guy who is murdering not just everybody. He's murdering Christians. Right? He's putting them into prison. He's creating havoc around, you know, the Middle East. And so he's on his way to Damascus to do the same thing. Right? Oh, Damascus nagarate yana e dem karanda. And he has an experience with Jesus. Ohura Jesus wahanseva hamu wenawa. And suddenly there's this light. And Jesus speaks to him and says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Saul, Saul, hey, oba mata. Boho prashna genenne. See, it's interesting, you know, when you are persecuted, Jesus sees that he's persecuted. When you go through hardship, Jesus sees that he is going through hardship with you. Right? And here's the thing. Jesus asks him, why are you persecuting me? He doesn't say, why are you killing people? He doesn't say, you murderer. But he says, why, what are you doing? මෙතන යේසුස් වහන්සේ අහනවා සාවුගෙන් ඔබ මොනවද කරන්නේ? මෙතන කියන්නේ මම අමු පෞකාර මුසල එහෙම කියන්නේ නැහැ. ඒත් මෙතන කියන්නේ ඔබ මොනවද කරන්නේ සාවුල්? And you begin to wonder, hasn't Jesus seen what he has done? Right? මෙතන ඔබ අහන්න පටන් ගන්නවා යේසුස් වහන්සේ දකින්න නැද්ද මෙතන ඔබ කරන්නේ? And then Paul, you know, he falls onto the ground of his horse and he says, Who are you, Lord? Suddenly there is a sense of, wow, this is someone great. And Jesus says, I am Jesus. And then look at what Paul says. He says in verse 6, Lord, what do you want me to do? Swamini. Mama kumak kala yutuda. And Jesus says, Go and go into the city and you will be told what you must do. Oba nagarata yanna etana obata kiyai oba kumak kala yutuda kiyala. Now, you know, sometimes in our mindset, it's like this man was a sinner. He was a murderer. But there's something that happened to him that changed everything. මෙතන සාවුට යම් දෙයක් වුණා මෙතන. ඔහුගේ මුළු ජීවිතයම වෙනස් වුණා. You know, Paul ended up being one of the greatest writers of the New Testament. He single-handedly, you know, brings Christianity into southern Europe. You know, Christianity came into Europe through this man. But what happened to Saul on the road to Damascus? What did he do to be changed? What did he experience to be changed? Oh, monada addakke. Ohuna monada unne. E Damascus pare venas vima kahinda. What do you think? What changed for?
Revelation.
Huh?
He was married. And then he went into a street called Street.
Yes, before that, I believe that there's something that happened in that encounter with Jesus.
He fell down.
He fell down. And you know.
And he might.
Exactly. What happened to him? I want you to think about it.
Was he transformed?
He was transformed. There was a transformation that happened to him. What really, what went through him?
Repentance.
Revelation. Suddenly there was a mindset change. You know, how he thought about Christians changed immediately through his encounter with Jesus. But here's the thing. Where did he change to? He changed towards the Lord. He turned towards Jesus. He turned towards Jesus. That's what repentance is. Turning towards the Lord. Turning away from your own righteousness. Turning away from you trying to be good. To receiving what Christ has done for us. Right? Turning away. That's part of what repentance is. The word repentance in the Greek is metanoia, which means a change of mind. Right? Greek basave, metanoia kena vachane tama pasutavilla kiyanne. And it and eken kiyanne mage manasa mage sitima wenas kirima. Because if your mindset does not change, just saying sorry is not enough. Isn't that so? Okay, I'm sorry. No. You have to have a mindset change that brings an attitude and a behavioral change. You get me? Ape sithime venaswimak siduwenna one. E sithime venaswimak sidunama tama ape jeevitha venaswenna. Because Paul said, who are you, Lord? Right? Paul said, Swamini, oba kawuda. And there was almost a surrender in him. In the Old Testament, repentance represented to return back to the Lord and to feel sorry. Right? In the Hebrew, if you're taking down notes, there are two words, shuv and nikam. Right? Which means to turn and to feel sorry. But in the New Testament, repentance is about a change of mind. Right? You know, Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Joel, deke dolaha. I will read that to you. It says, now therefore says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart. Right? You will see dolaha. Kiyana ma vetata obage mulu hadawatinma oba harenna with fasting, weeping and mourning. So when God says turn to me, what does that talk to us? Devian mahanse kiyuwama oba ma vetata harenna kiyala monada obata hitenne? Where are you looking? Towards God or away from God? Where are you? When God says, turn to me, then we're asking him, Ma, where did the hair in the kela? Abhi kotha na dinne.
We have turned away from him.
Abhi unwahan se king, ivatha ta inne. You know, like, you know, Jacinta says, Pastor, turn towards me. I have turned. Now, if I'm turned towards Jacinta is not going to say, Pastor, turn towards me. She might say, turn away from me. Can you see that? See, that's what repentance is. It's turning towards God. So that God begins to establish our world. He begins to establish our value. He begins to establish our journey. Away from me trying to do it alone. Mama thaniye karanna hadana kota mama battenawa. How many of you know that? How many of you have tried doing things alone and failed? All of us have. And then God says, turn to me. Have a mindset change. That's what Paul says. be renewed in your mind. Because without a mindset change, we cannot live in the new. If I do not believe that Jesus can heal me, I cannot live in the healing of Jesus. Yes? If I do not believe that God loves me, I will never live in His love. I have to have a mindset change. Mage manasu venasvimak sidu vennone. And you know, in the new covenant, in the new testament, if you want to call it a new covenant, it's about receiving what Jesus has done for us. In the Old Testament, the people had to do things to earn their repentance, to earn their forgiveness. Right? පරණ කිවිසුමේ මිනිස්සු නොයෙකුත් දේවල් කරන්න තිබුණා ඒගොල්ලන්ගේ සමාව දීම ලබා ගන්න. But in the New Testament, it's about turning to Christ. That's what repentance is. Turning to Christ. Right? අලුත් කිවිසුමේ ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේ වෙතට හැරවීමයි. Take a look at the book of Acts. You know, when Peter preached, he said, repent and turn towards Jesus. It's about turning towards Him. I just, you know, read a couple of scriptures. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ so that you will be forgiven. There's another verse that says, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And repentance towards God and faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 20:21. Repentance towards God. In other words, the word repentance is turning towards Jesus. And repentance is not what you do once in a lifetime. I believe you live repentance every day. You have to have a change of mind every day. And it changes by us turning to God. Otherwise, you're going to live as the old person. And you cannot enjoy the new thing that God has for you. You have to partner with God. You have to come to a place of agreement with God. There are people who say, oh, Pastor, you know, I'm never going to change. This is who I am. That's because you do not want to repent and turn towards God. If Paul could have been changed, you and I can be changed. Amen.
Amen.
But it is my attitude to say, do I want that? But I want that. Pastor, I'm always a sinner and I will die a sinner. No, Jesus said you were a sinner, but you are now saved by grace.
Amen.
It's about whether I want to turn towards God and hear and know and live what God is saying about me and my situation. What is God telling you this morning? Devyan Mahansi, monad ubar kiyanne me udasana. Is it telling you to turn away from you trying to sort things out? To turn towards Him and say, I will sort it for you? That's a repentance. Eh, Pastor, that means that. See, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 tells us about the foundation of repentance from dead works. Towards faith in Jesus Christ. Right? Hebrew hai eke kiyana.
Pasutavilne.
Attivarani. E mokadda malanika kriyavan walin api midila deviyan wahanse wetata api adahilla thabanne kiyala. See, we've grown up thinking, okay, repentance means only sin. But you know what? Repentance means turning to God. Turning to God. Turning towards Him in your problem. Coming to begin a relationship with Jesus is repentance. Me trusting God that He will provide is a repentance. And not where I start running around. You see Hebrews chapter 6? What are dead works? Sorry. You want to see that? What are dead works?
Bring up Bibles, otherwise I will be blocking you.
Everything
we do
in our strength.
Hmm?
Everything we do in our
exactly. Strength. You're trying to achieve things on your own. You're trying to be good on your own. But Jesus says you can't. Can you be good? Can you be good before God by what you do?
No.
You can't. Only the blood of Jesus can make you good. Me trying to do things on my own is dead works. Those works are dead. They don't achieve anything.
මම තනියෙන් කරන්න හදන දේවල් ඒ අර මලානික දේවල් මැරිච්ච ක්‍රියාවයි.
Now that doesn't mean that you can just go and do anything in town. That means that you really don't have a relationship with God.
But here's the thing.
Our repentance from dead works, faith towards God. That's what repentance is. Your faith towards God. Establishing. You know, when someone offends you, you go on your own. You get angry. Right? Kavuru hari wa upset kara hama? Adha yana. It works. God says, turn to me. Let me heal your heart. Let me renew the relationship. That's your faith in faith towards God. That's repentance. Did you have to repent? Yes. You repented by turning towards God. A mindset change. I can't do this on my own. See, for the Jews, it was a mindset change that Christ is now the Messiah. Here's the thing. Forgiveness is not found in what you do, but in what Christ has done for us on the cross. That's where your forgiveness is. අපගේ සමාව දීම තියෙන්නේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුල ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේ කුරුසේ කරපු දේ මත. Otherwise what happens is we are still living pre-Calvary, trying to do things to be right before God and failing miserably. Do you understand that? If I'm trying to do things to be right before God without receiving what He has done for me, I will never be able to match His standard of righteousness. Jesus is our righteousness. Jesus Christus වහන්සේ තමයි අපගේ ධර්මිෂ්ඨභාවය. මට බෑ මගේ ක්‍රියාවෙන් ධර්මිෂ්ඨ වෙන්න. පරණ කිවිසු මේ ඒගොල්ලෝ කරන්න හැදුවා කවදාකවත් හරියන්නේ නැහැ. In the Old Testament they tried to be righteous but they could not. It was not enough. But only the blood of Jesus was enough. Right? And you literally, we receive what He has done for us. That's why the disciples in the New Testament preached Christ crucified. Right? They preached Christ crucified. Right? So that people receive Christ, people receive, people turn towards Christ. And He deals with the sin. He deals with the unrighteousness. John the Baptist preached sin. But Jesus preached the kingdom of God. Jesus preached, the disciples preached Christ crucified. That my sin is on the cross. Mage paapaya kuruse thiyenne dan. And I turn towards the cross. I turn towards Jesus and receive Him. Receive the salvation. Receive what God says about me. Hallelujah. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, okay, I can just, you know, okay, I'll sin, I'll live a life of sin. No, that means that you still have don't know Jesus. We feel sorry. Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry that I've done this. We feel sorry not because I'm scared. I feel sorry because I've hurt the Lord. That's living in the New Testament, New Covenant. In the Old Covenant, is God gonna kill me right now? Because I'm not good enough. You see the difference? You see the difference? I want you to see the difference.
Yeah.
It's about coming to Jesus and saying, Lord, I thank you for dying for me. Lord, I change my mindset. I change my mind. And I can change my mind only when I look to the Lord. Only through the Word of God. It will change my mind. Not because I thought this is a good idea. Yeah, we have good ideas and we change our minds. But in Christ, our minds change in Him. It's a process. You can't live the old life because it, our life has to be a continuous repentance. Continuous change of mind. In agreement with the word of God. In agreement with Him. Do I make mistakes? Yes. But my forgiveness is in Christ. My forgiveness is not in what I do, but in Him. මගේ සමාවෙදීම උන්වහන්සේ තුලයි. උන්වහන්සේ මා වෙනුවෙන් කරපු දෙයටයි. Because remember, in the cross represents all the sins of the past and sins of the future. Isn't it? So He's paid for that. So that I can be free in Him. But in Him. Not out of Him. In Him. In Christ. Christ in me is the hope of glory. When I make a mistake, when I fall, I come running to Him. I say, Father, I'm so sorry. God, I hate this. I hate this. I don't want to, Lord. That's because you have that love. There's a relationship. You don't say, oh God, please don't punish me. Please, God. God, please don't punish me because I have sin. How many of you say that? I hope you're not saying that. Don't lift your hand, please. See, that's still living in the Old Testament. You're still living in the life with bulls and cows and, you know, trying to sacrifice and you are not good enough. See, in the Old Testament, it was like, you're not good enough. But as the cross and the resurrection, Jesus says, you are good enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And He says, repent. Turn towards God. Have a mindset change. So that you can enjoy what God has for you. අපිට පුළුවන් උන්වහන්සේ අපට දෙන දේ තෘප්තිය ලබන්න. So the New Testament believe that the disciples preach Christ crucified. Paul said, I preach Christ crucified. Paul didn't say, I preach sin. He said, I preach Christ crucified. Why? Because He's taken my sin. Hallelujah. I don't know. I am joyful in this. That I don't have to work. I don't have to hit myself with a stick. You're a bad man. You're a bad man. Because Jesus was crucified for me. Oh God, I thank you for that. That I don't have, you know, I don't have to punish myself because He was punished for me. The moment I try to punish myself is I'm saying, Jesus, what you did is not enough. I have to do it my own way. And then suddenly we go back to dead works. If I want to enjoy God tomorrow morning, tonight, now, I have to live according to Him. I have to allow my mind to change. You know, in countries that have had communism, they first take you through classes. They brainwash you. Right? They brainwash you. They even use the Bible to brainwash you. And say, Moses was a rebel, so it's okay for you to be a rebel. Even being a child of God, you have to get your brain washed by the blood of Jesus and the truth of the word. Hallelujah!
Yes.
Otherwise, you're going to live like the old man. Imagine someone gives you a beautiful dress. Okay? No, I won't take you as well. Okay, say there's a poor man on the street. And someone gives a beautiful, you know, coat to that man. Now, if he just wears it as he is, he has not had a bath for like 3 weeks. Okay? He has kind of, you know, in his sleep, you know, he has, you know, done whatever. Okay? I won't go to the details. Right? He doesn't have a good smell. And there's this beautiful, amazing coat that he's been given. That's costing about £500. Wow. What if you just place that and puts that on? Can he really enjoy that? He's still in the old. But he needs to go have a bath. He needs to have a change of mind so that he looks new. He looks amazing. And sometimes we are like that man, not going to have the bath. We are not repenting towards God. And remember, it's not about sin, it's about agreeing with God. That my mind comes to that place of agreement. We've been taught that repentance is only about sin. Repentance is turning towards God. Mindset change. God says He loves me. That's it. I don't have to earn His love because He loves me. Right? If you know that your parents love you, do you try to earn their love? Or it's a done deal, isn't it? I know, they love me, that's it. But if you don't know, you will try to, will you love me if I do this? Will you love me if I do that? Let me do this, then you love me more. But God says He loves us, full stop. And sometimes we are like, God, okay, let me walk this side, then you will love me more. God loves Pastor more than Auntie Nori. Who told you that? You need to repent then. Change of mind. Turn towards God. Get to know what is God saying. There's a change that God wants. And this morning I said, God is saying He is drawing us to Him. He's drawing us away from that place. But we have to have a change of mind. The children of Israel, many of them did not have a change of mind. So they were still going back to Egypt. They were trying to live in Egypt. And they could live in the promised land. They could go into the promised land. God wants us to live in repentance. Repentance has nothing to do with sin is part of it, but it has nothing to do with it. It's about God. Turning towards God. And I don't have time to give you all the scriptures and everything, and maybe I will continue this a little more the next time I speak, but it's about turning. How do we repent? How do we repent? Oh God, I'm a bad man. Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Let me try it on you. See, again, what are you doing? You're punishing yourself. You're punishing yourself. And Jesus said, I was punished. I was crucified. I was beaten. They put the spear through me, the sword through me. They spat at me. So that you can be free. And all I need to do is to come and say, Lord, I want more of you. Lord, I'm turning away. I'm turning away, Lord. Because I know that there's life in you. God, I'm so worried about my financials, Lord. Oh God, I don't know, Lord, I want to do 10 jobs, Lord. Turn towards Him and see what is God saying? Repentance. So repentance is not only about sin, it's about every day, every moment, situation in our lives. God, I'm scared. God says, turn to me. Mom is in heaven now. Oh, bye-bye now. So that I will now come to the place of saying, Lord, renew my mind. Transform me. Be renewed in the, be transformed in the renewing of your mind. Every book that Paul wrote, every letter he said, mind, change your mind, change your mind, change your mind. It's about Christ, it's about Jesus. It's not what you try to do. but it's about what He has made available for you. Praise God for that.
Praise God for that.
Ask yourself, where do I need repentance? Where do I need to be changed? And see what is God telling me. Monad devyan manse mata kiyala. Mam harenn one kothana. My attitude, my behavior, my choices. How many of you have made bad choices? We all have. Some of you are very holy. Repent. And say, God, I want to turn to you. Repentance from fear, from the poverty mentality. I don't, you know, poverty mentality, poverty is not having. It's believing you will never have. Even a millionaire can have a poverty mentality. You know that? I don't have enough. I don't have enough. I don't have enough. I don't have enough. Repent and say, my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. In Jesus. Lord, I hate Anne. No, I don't, but you know, example, right?
You are.
She annoys me. I don't like her hair. I need to repent. Towards God. Notice this. Towards God. So God, I want to change your mind. How valuable she is. How beautiful she is. How amazing she is. So that then, I can be able to love her. And Jesus loves her. See, many times we don't repent when it comes to relationships. We think repentance is when I have to do wrong. No. Turning a mindset change even about people. Hallelujah. You didn't think of that before, did you? That you have to repent about people. If not, I'm in dead works because I'm trying to love them the way I know. Go to God. Turning towards Him. So, ask yourself, what do I have to do? What is the mindset change I need to bring to enjoy what God has for me? And when you turn to God, like Saul, when he turned to Jesus, Jesus transformed him. Jesus made things real for him. That's what you need to do. You don't need to try and do things. Just go. You know, we heard last week of Benishah, where God said, come. He was calling Moses saying, come up to the mountain. There's a repentance from Moses, don't do things on your own, come to me. And down there, they were saying, we want our God, we want to represent our God, okay, let's make this cow. It works that you repent. There's so many things we have to repent and have a mindset change. That's why I said we need to live a life of repentance. Say it with me, don't feel shy. We need to live a life of
repentance.
It's like repaint yourself. Repaint your mind. It's not, oh, you know, I'm sin. It's not just sin, it's everything. It's my attitude. My mindset change. My manasa vinasvim. If my mind doesn't change, I will still be the good old man. But when God begins to show me and when I begin to change my mind, I can enjoy what He shows me. I can enjoy the blessing, I can enjoy the healing, I can enjoy the peace. And I can enjoy the life that God gives for me. And I can be who I am. I can be who I am. I can be who God has created me to be. Amen? Out with the old, in with the new. In Christ, you are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Okay? Old things. Even my mind will be passing away. Behold, all things become interesting. All things become new. So when my mindset changes, when I repent, wow, I never knew that. It's becoming new for me now. I can trust God now. That's new. I can be loved by God. That's new. Even in our relationships, even husbands, wives, it's about repentance. Be the person God has created you to be. Repent. You first change. You first allow your mind to be changed by the Lord. And things will fall into place. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Glorify you, Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. You first change. You allow yourself to repent. Away from dead works to what God would speak over you, to what God reveals to you. It's not about what I do, but it's about what Jesus has done for us.